Radio, everybody. Welcome back to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm the Joey part of the title.
And I'm Amanda. Hi.
I think I'm going to have to workshop new intros. A new intro.
Why?
Because in the past, I used to like people to let loose with the heyo.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm restricting it because I don't want to wake up Benny.
Yeah.
No, I'll start trying some new things.
Okay.
See if something sticks.
We'll see what sticks. Let us know.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Welcome back.
Summer's winding down.
Yeah. I can't believe
it. What the heck?
I haven't even done one lap in our pool. I keep thinking about that.
Today, we got close.
I know.
But Benny bailed.
Shall we do it?
Let's do it. You want to? So what are we doing today?
So in the last episode, we talked about Benny's birth story and everything that happened leading up and the emergency C-section and all of that. And there were a bunch of questions that we got in.
Yeah.
So on this episode, we will be just, it's pretty much a Q&A that will turn into just storytelling, yep. Like always.
Yep. Should we start?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. How long did you have to stay and recover from C-section?
So we got to the hospital on Sunday and we did not go home until Thursday, but we probably would have stayed longer than that. I had to pretty much get, I was upset. I was just like, we're busting out of here.
Yeah.
I was very frustrated and upset. And I contacted my doctor and I told him if he can please override whatever the nurses here say, because we need to go home.
Yeah. I mean, this part of the whole experience was a challenge in itself for you physically and for both of us, I think mentally.
It was hard to be at the hospital.
Yeah, it really was. It's hard for you to, you know, recover and be comfortable and to progress with your recovery, I feel like.
Yeah.
And especially because both of our moms,
I was going to say that,
were at our house, like, ready for us. Mm-hmm. And we knew that is where we need. We had to get there to heal.
Yeah. Yeah. The hospital, we couldn't like step outside. I couldn't get any sunlight. Could you imagine just recovering from such an intense surgery, not even being able to get fresh air? That wasn't even allowed. Mm. So I was stuck without fresh air, and we'll get into it later, but it was definitely intense. And I felt like I was just getting worse in a way. So I told the doctor, I need to go home. We need to go home. Both of our moms are waiting at home to give us like food and help us. And you know, it's just wild, especially during COVID.
That was the thing. Was
you couldn't have people to come help.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your early breastfeeding journey. I'm advised to feed pump every 2 to 3 hours and wake sleeping baby.
So I get this question asked a lot. I think it's very different for every person, but I did not pump. I just collected letdown milk. And I think in my life, I mean, the first probably like 6 months of Benny's life, I pumped rarely. I didn't pump that much because I had so much letdown milk on my other side. So I collected enough like that. But I also didn't wake Benny up. We were not advised to wake him up.
Yeah. I feel like that's like the number one thing you hear is like, don't wake a sleeping baby.
Yeah. We weren't supposed to wake Benny up. But I do know that other moms are advised if your baby is premature or if you're trying to get your baby's weight up. Mm. Sometimes the doctors will say that Benny was a jumbo baby. Right. So we didn't have to worry about that really.
Were you scared? What was the most difficult moment?
So I wasn't really scared. I was actually very naive going in. I was making jokes thinking Benny was going to pop right out. My most difficult moment was definitely somewhere in the 30 hours when I thought I was going to die. That was the point where I was scared. And it was definitely the most difficult. That's it for me.
Any concerns with teeth, hair falling out? My biggest fear.
I already knew that was going to happen. So I wasn't really that concerned about it, but I was gifted serums for my hair to help it like regrow, but I never used it just because, you know, I have so much hair. Is this true?
I knew you were going to say this.
Is this true?
I could have answered this question.
I have so much hair that when my hair started falling out, which I lost probably like 60% of my hair. It was wild when it all, like when so much of it fell off. My ponytail was finally like at a point where it didn't hurt my head if I had my hair up in a ponytail. And it was just so much easier to manage. So, you know, I was just enjoying having less hair because I knew that it was not going to last a long time because I knew my hair would regrow. So, yes, my hair fell out like everybody else postpartum, or most people. I think it's 70% or 80%. Mm. And then it just grew back. It started falling out at 4 months and started growing back at about 7 or 8 months. Mm. Now, teeth. I really want to talk about teeth.
Yes.
I think that people don't talk about how important it is to get all of your dental work done before you're pregnant. If you're trying to conceive, get your dental work done before, because once you're pregnant, you can't get very extremely invasive procedures done like crowns, right, or root canals.
Because of the x-ray?
Yeah, because of the x-ray and because of like certain medicines.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah.
Just get it done before.
Yeah.
So I actually had to have some work done.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I wasn't aware that I had to get this done before. And because of COVID.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's what it was.
So I usually go to the dentist every four to five months.
Yeah.
But because of COVID, I did not go to the dentist for over a year. And then I became pregnant during COVID. So when I finally felt better to go to the dentist and I was pregnant, they saw that I needed to get a crown done.
Mm.
But they didn't want to do the crown. So instead, I got a filling after my first trimester. So please, please, if you're listening, get your dental work done before. You do not want to worry about getting gingivitis. Is very, very common when you're pregnant, because when you're nauseous, and there's a lot of information online about this, but when you're nauseous, it's hard for you to brush your teeth and floss because it makes you want to throw up a lot of the times. So you can get gingivitis, and then if that turns into periodontal disease, that gives you a higher chance to having a premature labor or having a premature baby. So yeah, definitely look into that. Now, when it comes to teeth, also, I had a night where my tooth
chipped. I was going to bring this
chipped.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, my tooth.
Middle of the night, you like jumped out of bed.
Yeah, I felt a piece of my tooth that had chipped. Now, I'm a clencher, so I'm not sure if this had to do with, it probably did have to do with like a combo of me clenching and a combo of my teeth just being extra sensitive because my body's making a baby.
Mm. One thing you wish you would have done or been better prepared for?
So I wish I would have prepared better for a C-section. I was not prepared for a C-section. I don't know. It was very naive of me to think I wasn't going to have a C-section. So I didn't bring extra pillows. One of the things I really wish I would have brought are extra pillows and a pacifier.
Mm.
And I wish I would have brought more clothes for Benny, because Benny was so big that the newborn clothes did not fit him at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't even go over his head.
Yeah.
So there's that. Also, I wish I would have brought, did I already say I wish I would have brought more pillows?
Yes. But you can add extra pillows.
Yeah. So I wish I would have brought
even more pillows than before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because at the hospital, it was so uncomfortable to breastfeed since I had just had the C-section and Benny was so big. And when I asked for more pillows, they didn't have any more, which I couldn't believe it. But so I was very uncomfortable. I was in a lot of pain, and I just wish I would have brought more pillows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, all those things. I'll add that I do wish that we would have looked into maybe having a doula.
Yes.
Or a midwife.
Great answer.
Just having somebody there on our team to advocate for us, who was a professional, who knew what they were talking about, to guide us through.
I agree.
Yeah, going back, that I would definitely have looked into that more.
Yeah, so Joey's sister recently had a baby, and she had a doula and a midwife. Yeah? Yeah, so she had both. And I'm not sure which one, but she told me, which I thought this was amazing, I can't wait, that during her labor, the doula or midwife was writing down notes and was writing down what she was saying, what her husband was saying, like funny moments that happened. She was like documenting everything. Mm-hmm. And then after it, she went home and typed it up and gave it to her.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I just wish that we had that. I wish we had more videos and more notes, and I didn't journal. That mm-hmm. was the last thing on my mind, but I wish that if I could go back.
Somebody said, fellow C-section mama, VBAC or C-section if you have another kiddo.
Do you know what that means?
Vaginal birth.
You Googled it.
No.
Oh.
Vaginal, but let me try and get the last two letters. Vaginal birth. Vaginal birth. Do you know it?
Yeah.
You know what the A stands for?
Yeah, of course.
Vaginal birth after conception.
C-section. Okay, we're getting loopy. First off, right now, it's actually almost 10 p.m. Benny's been asleep for 2 hours, and the average parent would try to, like, go to sleep early or get some work done, but
not these two loony folks.
We're hunched over recording this podcast.
Well, you're a little bit hunched. I can get that other chair.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Fellow C-section, would you...
Oh, do I want to do a vaginal birth after C-section? No. And the reason I said no is because I already know what it feels like to have failed epidurals. I already know what it feels like to labor naturally with no anesthesia. And I know what it feels like to have a C-section. And I'd rather just have an appointment, go in, have a scheduled C-section, and not be pumped with so many epidurals. I feel like everything that I've read and heard, it's so much easier to just have a scheduled C-section than, you know, the other way around. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I could have a birth where I push for 15 minutes and the baby pops out, but I have a feeling I'm just going to have big babies. So...
Oh boy.
I'm just, which I love. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy about that because thankfully big babies, you know, they're healthy.
Yeah.
But I'm prepared. So C-section for the next one. Scheduled C-section would be nice.
In hindsight, would you say you had trauma after Benny's birth?
So I don't really know how to answer this question. I feel like I have to talk to a psychologist about it because
yeah, I agree.
A part of me, I'm thinking, okay, it was a traumatic experience, yeah, but I'm not afraid to have another C-section or become pregnant again or just I'm not afraid to go to the hospital. I just feel like I'm so much more well-prepared.
But are those things is that what determines trauma?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's why I'm just curious. Right. I also have read that there's different people just handle trauma differently. Some people, it's like fear, or some people use it and they like grow from it.
Right.
There's some people, you know, it's just so different. It's so complex. So I don't really know the answer to that. I will just say that I'm not afraid of getting pregnant again. I'm excited to have another baby. And, you know, in 2 years or so, I'm ready to start walking 10,000 miles again.
10,000 miles? When?
I mean, 10,000 steps. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, so I'm ready for it.
How is Joey doing postpartum? Are there support groups for new dads? I'm sure there are. I didn't.
Why do I feel like Keshna asked this question?
I don't know. I don't have the names on here.
If Keshna, if you ask this question, let me know.
Okay.
Anyway,
why do you, why do you think, why do you?
Because, okay, so Keshna is one of my students that she, now we're friends, but she joined on the last workshop in Palm Springs. And I feel like she always talked about joining support groups.
Really?
Like, she's always like, oh, there's like this group that you can join or this. Yeah. She's always very,
proactive.
Proactive online, yeah. So anyways, I don't know, I just have a vibe, but
that's interesting. All right. That would be amazing.
We'll let you
if
know.
You get this right. Oh, we can just check. We can check.
Oh yeah.
I have all the questions written
okay,
down.
Okay, anyways, we'll let you know in the next episode.
Yeah. What was
the support groups?
No, I don't think that I'm sure there are, but yeah. I didn't do any of them.
Yeah, and you didn't even talk to any of your guy friends about
no
this.
I don't know I it's a hard thing
but for, your family
yeah
is
I
your
mean,
support group
my family was my support group for sure. Yeah, the friends thing is interesting. I was the first friend to have a baby in this group that I have, and it's an interesting thing. I've felt like you have a very different experience. All your friends have had babies,
yeah,
so you guys could relate. I was feeling like there was a disconnect,
yeah.
Especially obviously when it came to this subject.
Yeah.
That I just, they just were not going to understand it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So no, I never even talked to them.
Great answer.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Did you experience any postpartum depression or anxiety?
So postpartum for me, was the hardest part of it was the C-section recovery, because I felt that my mind and my body were disconnected. There were so many things I wanted to do, like hold Benny or this or that, and I just couldn't because I was in so much pain, and I felt like my stomach would just literally rip open if I would laugh or cry or sneeze or cough. So that was extremely frustrating, and that really just put me at such a state where I just felt so kind of useless. And then I was complaining because I was in pain. So I'm like, oh, this hurts. So then on top of that, I felt that I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer. I mean, this is such a nice time in your life. And I felt like I was always complaining, but I couldn't help it because I felt bad. So then I felt, I don't know. I just felt like that's just not who I am. So I didn't want to keep complaining to Joey. But what was the most helpful is when I told Joey this, he was so supportive and he was just like, that's what I'm here for. Like, let's talk this through. And he never made me feel bad for complaining. He never made me feel like he never once said, yeah, you're making it really hard for me or anything like that, which I probably did make it harder for you. I feel like a little bit.
No,
I didn't go through any depression. I know women go through very dark depression. Thankfully, I didn't go through any like hallucinations or like extreme fears or anything like out of the normal, then like, oh, it was Benny's like belly button, was bleeding at one point, and like I started crying because I did not like seeing Benny like hurt. Or I'm trying to think like hard postpartum like moments. There was one day where I was clipping Benny's nails and I accidentally clipped his finger a teeny bit and it started bleeding. And just the thought that he's bleeding or hurt because of me, like, I felt like I was going to pass out. I was crying. I had like a panic cry where I literally felt like I was going to pass out. I felt so guilty and so bad. Thank goodness Joey was right next to me. Mm-hmm. So he just took Benny because I just needed a moment.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's the most that I cried postpartum was like freak out was the nail.
I got something.
When Benny...
No, I just remembered something that we haven't even talked about.
What? Oh, your postpartum?
Oh, no, no, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, I was about to say, that's a whole other story. Yeah. Joe, what happened to Joey postpartum?
But first, I just want to bring this up.
Yeah.
One of the hard, this is going to sound like I'm like a joke. This is not a joke.
What?
One of the hardest things that Amanda and I experienced together after the C-section and while the recovering week was happening was Amanda could not laugh because it felt like her stomach was going to rip open.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, because maybe we were delirious, maybe because we were overtired, I would just start laughing. And then you would start laughing and then it would turn into crying.
Yeah.
And it became like a really big problem.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I know you're saying this is ridiculous, but it's not. It's very common.
Didn't know that.
It is. Because when I did my I created an illustration about feeling like my stomach was going to rip open. And there's so many people saying that they felt the same thing when it came to laughing.
Mm.
And I think because laughing makes it hurt and you're kind of not supposed to, it did something to our brains.
Yeah.
That we just thought everything was funny.
Yeah.
And then... And genuinely funny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was so...
They were like hard... I remember there was one laugh attack that we had in the hospital that was... I remember my mom was there.
Uh-huh.
And
even your mom was wanted to laugh so much.
It was so... It wasn't... Nothing really funny happened. Yeah. Not that I can remember. But yeah. I remember laughing so hard that I was stuck. You know the laughs when
you
get
stuck? Could you imagine?
Stuck?
And I'm over there. I was literally just cut... open with bunch of staples and top it off, I didn't have what are those called?
Oh yeah, like a band, belly.
Yeah, like a belly band. I didn't have one, which because I wasn't prepared, and I naive part of me thought that was a cosmetic thing for women that wanted to like tuck their belly in or something. I didn't realize that was actually something that you use postpartum to help with the healing and to help whenever you do laugh to feel like you're still put together. So I didn't even have a belly band. Mm-hmm. So it hurt so bad that I would just immediate tears.
Yeah, it would like end really bad. It would end, these like laugh attacks would end with Amanda in like so much pain, hysterically crying.
Yeah.
And I felt like fucking horrible because like I'm making her laugh.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And like, they were things, like, I would say something that like really wasn't funny, but like, you just would start laughing. You have a belly laugh. When laugh, you do like.
Does it though? Or was it just because I had.
Yeah, that could be.
Because now that I'm thinking about it.
I'll look for it now. I'm not sure.
I don't really feel like my belly moves that much.
But then.
When I was pregnant, my laughs.
Yeah.
It was. My whole belly just shook.
Yeah, Benny would
up and down.
Would really start dancing in there.
Yeah,
every time you laughed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. But anyway, sorry. I'm sorry. I just thought of that. I know it didn't have to do with the question, but I felt like we got to mention that
it was like a hard part.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We were also, there was another part of that we were going to get to.
Oh, so we were talking about hard postpartum. Oh, the question was postpartum depression and anxiety.
Right.
So this has been, we keep dragging this question out. This isn't depression, anxiety, my answer to this or what I want to say, but it is something that happened to Joey postpartum.
Oh, yeah.
That actually is anxiety.
I mean, I think it is. I definitely do get anxiety.
So this would be, Joey got postpartum anxiety. And I'll let you tell the story. Do you want me to tell the story?
Well, I'll just give a little background and then, like, I don't remember them, so you tell.
Okay.
But, so ever since I was young, I would get night terrors. Now, night terrors are different for all people. Everyone experiences night terrors in different ways.
It's different than a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, what would happen to me is ever since I was a kid, if I was like extremely overtired, it would result in occasionally I would, you know, get up in the middle of the night and I'm sleeping in my brain, but I would run into my parents' room and just sort of like act like a wild man and do all sorts of different things from, you know, jumping on their bed to like yelling at them and like cursing, even though like I they didn't think I even knew curse words at the time. Mm-hmm. I was like seven. All different types of things.
One time you were sleeping. You had no idea.
I have no memory of any of these.
Yeah.
And it went like, sometimes I would act like an animal, like crazy, like really like scary.
Yeah.
And I think just, you know, with Benny getting up as much as we were getting up and just the lack of sleep from the hospital. Mm-hmm.
I do also want to say Joey was getting up a lot because I was recovering. So Joey would get up. Benny always slept on Joey's side until I think like 4 months or 3 months or something. He would sleep on Joey's side of the bed. And Joey's a lighter sleeper than I am. And he would pick Benny up and give him to me whenever I needed to breastfeed. So you were exhausted. And I just wanted to add that you did, like, we both had the same amount of sleep.
Yeah. Anyway, I started to get night terrors here, unfortunately. And, I mean, you could tell what happened. I think maybe you could tell the
first. So the first time I noticed that Joey had one was when we were actually in Highland Park back in Chicago. So this will be another episode, but 3 weeks and a half postpartum from the C-section, we flew with Benny to Chicago, which is another wild story. But so we were in Chicago and we were not sleeping that well. Benny's like 4 weeks old. And in the middle of the night, I open my eyes and I see Joey sitting up in the bed, rocking Benny back and forth, and in his arms. And I'm thinking, that is so weird. I don't remember him getting him from the crib. Like, what's going on? So I sit up to go to grab Benny or see what's going on because I didn't hear him wake up. And when I look over, Benny was not in Joey's arms. So it was really from a scene of a scary movie.
It's a horror movie. Yeah.
So when I'm looking, he's still rocking him. And the wild part of all of this is the way that he's rocking him looks like he has the exact weight down of Benny in his arms. Like it wasn't like a quick rock. Like it was an exact rock. So anyways, he kept doing it while I'm watching and there's nothing in his arms. And I said, that is
so incredibly scary.
I know.
Even hearing it again, I get goosebumps in the back of my neck. Like,
I know.
I can't believe I did that.
And
Jesus.
I look at the crib and I see Benny's in the crib and I look back and I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? So immediately Joe, my brain goes to your sleepwalking.
Because I had had a couple of them. That wasn't the first.
No.
There was the Pitman.
Oh, no, that was after.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was the first one.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one. Yeah. So what I was going to say is then I told Joey, I said, Joey, wake up. And then you said, no, I'm with Benny. And I had to like tell you several times, no, you're not. Benny's not in your arms. He's in the crib. Look over at the crib. So I had to like, it took a couple times. And this kept happening. There's been scenarios where Joey would wake up or I would wake up from Joey frantically looking in the covers. And you thought that Benny was in between our sheets.
Yeah.
So he was having night horror.
Yeah, tears. Every single one of them had to do with Benny.
Yeah.
So
you definitely had postpartum anxiety.
Yeah.
So that was that with Benny. And you had several other ones.
Then there was the weird one where I was like, I guess I was looking through our dresser and you were like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm looking for the pit man.
Yeah.
What's a pit man?
I know.
I mean, what's a pit man?
I know.
But it was for Benny. I was like, I'm looking for the pit man for Benny.
Yeah. And the funny part I know the funny part about this is when Joey tells me what he's doing, he's so confident in what he's doing. He goes, I'm looking for the pit man. And I said, what is a pit man? And then he's just like, I'm looking for the pit man. Okay.
It's the pit man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, that's not a real thing. because at this point I already knew that he's sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And then while he's sleepwalking is trying to convince me that it's real. So he grabs his phone and he starts to like Google.
Okay, here I remember.
And that's when all of a sudden you like wake up.
And I remember this. I remember being on my phone and I'm like Googling Pitman and I just was like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing?
And I created art about this. I've talked about this before. Yeah, so some of you might know this story. Some of you might not.
Oh, man. So sorry.
No, don't say sorry. So
hey, we get good funny stories from it now.
We do. There's one which we'll save for a later date.
What is it?
Do you not remember?
Oh, my God.
I know. That one was intense.
Let's do it.
Really? That should be a whole episode, don't you think?
Should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you pack for the hospital stay? What should we bring and what can stay at home?
You know, I have on my Instagram, on my personal Instagram, amanda.oleander, a highlight specifically for what I packed for at the hospital. And I specifically, after postpartum, went back and shared what I ended up using and what I didn't end up using. So it's all there for you with all the links. But the top things I would say is bring a pacifier. Long story short, the nurses at the hospital, Benny needed a pacifier. They didn't want to bring one for him, which was ridiculous because we needed to sleep. So if I would have just packed it, we wouldn't have that issue. So bring a pacifier, bring a little mini fan. They have them on Amazon. They're like $20. You will most likely have night sweats and become really hot, but there's nothing you can do at the hospital because you can't control the AC. So bring a fan. You'll definitely use it. And then you'll use it in the future for the stroller. And bring extra pillows and also bring a nursing pillow.
And extra pillows.
Yes. And there's a bunch more, but those are my highlights that I wish I would have brought.
Okay, great.
Or I loved that I brought it, like the fan.
Yeah. And I'll just reiterate, like extra, like whatever you packed, like put extra ones of that.
And just put it in your car.
Yeah, that's
great. You don't have to bring it into the hospital because if worse comes to worse, your husband or partner or whoever can just go and grab whatever you need from the car.
What was your original birth plan and do you feel upset it didn't go as planned?
So my original birth plan was that Benny was going to come out vaginally with an epidural and I was going to do skin to skin and Benny's cord, his umbilical cord was going to be stored at a cord bank. What's it called?
I think it's called
cord blood.
Cord blood. Yeah.
Cord blood bank. And that was pretty much all we had. And what was different was that it was emergency C-section. Benny's cord blood was banked thanks to Joey. He contacted the people that he needed to.
Forgot about all that too, yeah.
Yeah, I was slightly awake for that. And skin to skin, Joey got it. So I was never so set on something just because I wasn't expecting a C-section, but I knew that if there was an emergency, then this is an emergency.
Right.
Was I upset that he didn't come vaginally? Not really. I just wanted him to go mad at me.
Now that all of it is behind you, how do you feel about being a mom?
I feel like I've been practicing my whole life has led me to this moment. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just the highlight of my life.
Yeah.
And I've been prepping my whole life for this. I absolutely love being a mom. It's the best. It's the best.
Yeah.
I love Benny so much. It physically hurts. Yeah. I love him. I can stare at him forever.
Yeah.
I love playing with him. I love seeing him enjoy anything.
Yeah.
I love every smile he gives. I am just so in love with him. And I just love him. I'm just so deeply in love with him. I can't imagine ever just even being angry at him. Yeah. I just like everything. He's just the sweetest, kindest. I'm definitely one of those parents that is obsessed with their child. You know, those some parents just play cool.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't.
Yeah. No.
Anyways, this is how I feel. I love being a mom, and I love Benny. And Benny, when you're older and you listen to this, I just love you so much, but you know that already.
Well, I will say you are an incredible mom.
Thanks.
Incredible mom. And doing this with you is the best.
I feel the same. It's just, I couldn't even imagine. It just flows so well. Yeah. You're so amazing. You're the best dad ever in every aspect. You just keep us safe, and you're always there for us. You're always checking in. You're always making us laugh. Like, you'll do anything to make us laugh.
That is true. I will do literally anything to make the two of you laugh at the same time. Whatever it takes.
It's the best.
As you say, these are the good old days. These are the good old days. We're in them.
I know. It's surreal.
Yeah. I mean, man, it's just every day is like, this life is great.
It really right is. Now. It really is. Being a mom and having a little baby and just doing it alongside you while at the same time following our passions and doing what we love.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful every day.
Yeah.
It feels like a dream. And yeah, I just full of gratitude.
Yeah, me too. Did we do it?
I think we did it. That's a long one.
I think we did it. So we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will be back next week.
New topic. Mm-hmm. New episode.
Yes. Please send in your topic requests. If there's anything that you've been just waiting to hear from us or you'd like to hear from us, we definitely heard you loud and clear with the new episodes that cover the topic of the business of art and all of that. Send in your questions. And
the easiest way to reach us for anything regarding the podcast is the Joey and Amanda podcast on Instagram.
Yes.
Just like message that page and we'll see them 100%.
Yes. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you for being here. I hope that you're having an amazing week. And if you're not, I hope that your week ends up amazing, and sending love to you and your family, and we'll hang out soon.
Great job.
Great job. High five.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.